Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about empathy. Right now, empathy is something which is at the forefront of a lot of people's minds, isn't it? So what is empathy? Do we learn it? Are we born with it? Is it easy to learn? Or do we become more empathic due to our life experiences? There are many theories. I think the most important thing is to realise that we've all been affected by the pandemic, some in more ways than others. It makes me think of others in the UK and across the world who have faced injustice, stigma, lived in enforced lockdowns for much longer periods due to war and other reasons, or just plain insensitivity every day of the year. I find that given some people are just downright not empathic to others, it's strange that more people seem to care more about their fellow humans right now. Since the pandemic began, people across the globe seem to have moved towards higher levels of empathy, in my opinion. Is that something you thought about? If you think about it, certainly I have done a lot. It seems sad that empathy for others hasn't been so evident prior to the pandemic. I wonder whether the same levels of empathy for others will remain after the pandemic has departed, although I hope it will stay with people and become the norm for all. People are helping others, and relationships in some strange places have grown. For example, people have volunteered their services to others in so many unusual ways. People are more likely to chat to somebody they meet in the street. Wonderful gestures by people for those people who have worked to help others. Saying thank you very much to somebody who's helped you. And checking that those people in need have what they need. Saying hello to your neighbours. Now that might be something alien to you in the past. It does seem that community cohesiveness is happening. People are developing extended working and social relationships with others they might not have considered before. People do seem to be concentrating on their relationships rather than their obligations too. By this I mean, in the past, people may have felt less obliged to do certain things as it was expected of them, whereas now they might actually want to help someone and show that they care about them. Recent events have made people think about what they do and how they do things and the lives they lived before. Being restricted in our liberty may make people think about others who face loneliness and isolation and more. I think it also brings an understanding of what others do for us in the wider sense. I mean, key workers and everybody who provides a service to help us in any way, whoever they are. This hopefully may bring a greater long-term respect for those people from everybody. Indeed, it may mean that people are kinder to others, more readily available to help others and looking out for others. Wouldn't that be nice? For me personally, I feel it's further developed in me a greater respect for the world around me. And I think it's made me very grateful for my life as it is, even though it poses significant challenges long-term. Something Mark Carney, ex-boss of Bank of England, said at the beginning of lockdown has stuck with me, and I think it'll stay with me for a long time. Values matter more than valuations. Empathy may mean that you've been there, felt it, seen it, heard it, and know what it is like in some situations, but none of us were quite prepared for recent events, were we? Will this make people kinder? I don't know. But I hope so. Kindness and empathy, along with good behaviour towards others, will be key to retaining empathy long term. So do try to be kind and considerate. Maybe, after all of this, we will value the freedom we've had in our lives and respect that freedom wisely. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectus Radio. Stay healthy and enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.